Impression number two, I think it's coming up, right?
Oh yeah, I got one more.
One more impression. That's all you're gonna get out of him tonight, too. This is a good one, too. Go ahead.
I do a little Toby Keith on the side, you know. I don't have to hold in my stomach as much.
Woo! Toby Keith! Woo!
We got a song on Jimmy's new record called Too Drunk to Karaoke that Toby got up there and did a little duet.
Ooh, karaoke people up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There's a reason people are sitting in those high seats that nobody can see them. I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah. Party going on up there, I know. Well, I think I got the right crowd here to ask a few questions to. How many of you have been too drunk to karaoke in your lives? Oh! I can join you on that. How many have been too drunk to karaoke to sing the words to a song that you may have written? You get the truth here. That's what you get here, right? How many people have been asked to leave the karaoke bar singing a song that they wrote that they couldn't quite get the words to?
You were overserved.
Excuse me?
You were overserved.
I was overserved, yes. I thought they were serving me aiming fluid, but it didn't work out that way. Anyway, you have to live these songs in order to write them.
And well done.
Well done.
And it's not on YouTube. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a big karaoke bar right now. Let's go do it, huh?
To sing a John Bond song.
Too drunk for karaoke. Too drunk for karaoke.
Yeah, keep on drinking. You're gonna be too drunk for karaoke. Just like me.
Too drunk for karaoke.
Sing it, baby.
Too drunk for karaoke.
Well, the place got a rocket and temptation was strong.
Too drunk to karaoke. Too drunk to karaoke.
yours now. All right. Well,